Hi everyone, you're listening to CIDR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we're back with another special performance with Greg and DP. Our former accessibility collective lead will be interviewing him. Okay, over to you, DP.
Thanks, Hannah. Welcome. And now I have Craig Labine. Craig, take it away.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Tough, spread love even when they get tough. Spread love even when they get tough. Get tough.
A happy person, ladies and gentlemen, is one who has problems, disappointments, frustrations, but who knows how to meet and adjust to them intelligently.
Yo, the first song is called Hip Hop Whirlwind. It's just about how I got started doing hip hop, freestyling with my friends back in high school. It's like a story. Check it out. Yeah. Free at last to be the baddest MC, didn't even ask, it came naturally. When I see the past, see what happened to me. Had to leave the flask, leave bags of weed. Rewind back to the age of 15, spit that freestyle rap with baggy jeans. At the smoke pit outside, we wrote rhymes, blazing tote dimes, but paid it no mind. After class, it was back to the lab, cassette deck with a plastic mic and notepad. We had to write in the basement, chasing fame, a life of cash, believing we had a chance. Then we hit the stage and battle of the bands, got a bit of praise and gave it back to the fans. We give it up to the MCs, putting in work from the church to the clubs. It's a hip-hop whirlwind of love. Whirlwind of reasons I'm above. Same seasons experience in the past, from snow and rain to green grass. Hip hop whirlwind of love. It's a hip hop whirlwind of love. We rock mics and raise our glasses for the good times that we had. We all okay. We okay. And we walk slowly through the masses, searching souls out for those answers every day. Then we pray. Thank you for hip hop, for the music makers. I pray it never stops. And for the breakers, DJs, graffiti arts, keep doing your parts. It's a hip-hop whirlwind of love. Whirlwind of reasons I'm above. Same seasons experience in the past, from snow and rain to green grass. Hip-hop whirlwind of love. It's a hip-hop whirlwind of love. This next song is called Shoulders. It's just about going to work every day, something we all gotta do in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to soldier on when the whole world is on your shoulders. Hold on. No matter how old you get, you still let those stressful boulders press on with ill effects. Especially when you try to digest a bit of ends of weekends when you rest. Back to work on Monday, even after one day, your back hurts, wanna run away. But you have to search depths. First, you're blessed to even have work in a profession. You're an average Joe, you're getting old. It's getting harder to fit the mold. No clue how life got so tough. When you grow up, it's true. Gotta love what you do, so you show up and put on a face. Put your nose to the grindstone, call it a day. I'm getting older, life ain't what it's supposed to be. On my shoulders, bleeding, broken. I'm getting older, weight of the world. On my shoulders, need to be a soldier. Life ain't what it's supposed to be. It's hard work, mostly hard to not go berserk. No, you're certainly one of the first to arrive and the last to leave. Being alive used to feel free, and now you're stuck in meetings every day, exceeding bad luck. Run late at least a couple hours. By the time you got home, no time to shower. In North America, job is everything. Other countries focus on better things. Hold that thought when you look across the room. Walk towards your wife and give her a kiss like, dude, you can do this, do not give up. Give love to the kids, they off to the bus. Grab your briefcase and head for the door. Off to make a buck, better do it once more. I'm getting older, life ain't what it's supposed to be. On my shoulders, bleeding, broken. I'm getting older, weight of the world. On my shoulders, need to be a soldier. I'm getting older, life ain't what it's supposed to be. On my shoulders, bleeding, broken. I'm getting older, weight of the world. On my shoulders, need to be a soldier. Song is called Search. Gotta search to find love someday. Gotta search to find love some way. Hope you find it one day. Don't know how long it'll take, but you'll get there. Gotta search to find love some way. Hope you find it one day. Don't know how long it'll take, but you'll get there. How long will it take? I'll never get a date with this pent up hate. Don't communicate with the fam. Very often lost in my thoughts and I'm sad. Been through so many breakups, need to wake up. Feel like my life need a little shake up. Thought I could wait, but taking so long for the right one, just about gave up. Gotta search to find love some way. Hope you find it one day. Don't know how long it'll take, but you'll get there. Yeah. Gotta search to find love some way. Hope you find it one day. Don't know how long it'll take, but you'll get there. Hate to say, but it's been so long. On that day, what if it all goes wrong? Like the song Ironic, it's gonna rain on my wedding day as I lay in puddles of pain. My negative brain needs somebody sweet, but the people I meet never sweep me off my feet, or vice versa, which hurts, but it's all fine. Gonna search, it's just a matter of time. Gotta search to find love some way. Hope you find it one day. Don't know how long it'll take, but you'll get there. Yeah. Gotta search to find love some way. Hope you find it one day. Don't know how long it'll take, but you'll get there. Thank you. I have a friend, and he actually made this beat. And we used to live together in Vancouver. And we made a lot of music over the years. But then back in 2008, approximately, he moved to Ontario. And he got married, had a couple kids. And I'm like, man, I wonder if I could ever have that. I doubt it, though. Then, fast forward, 2015, I got married to the love of my life. 16 months ago, we had our first baby boy, Gabriel. It's a miracle, 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 miracle. It's a miracle, miracle, yeah. Anything is possible against all odds. You could have a situation where you're like, there's no way, but thanks to God, anything's possible. Yeah, yeah. Spread love, even when it get tough. Spread love, even when it get tough. This song's called Tune In. It's off the Real Wheels, Wheel Voices Tune In production a few years back. Tune in, tune in. Tune in. The positivity sing. Don't be afraid to move body and bring a little joy, light to the party. Life is hardly a walk in the park. See it getting pretty dark in shark infested waters. Best to keep your daughters and sons off the street. We don't want to be too afraid to run to shade or sun rays. Some complain that we're hurt to contain your words of pain. We don't want anybody to go insane. We're left with a message, so what you're saying? Please don't lay down and die. Some pray and cry, others too afraid to try. May as well give it a shot. One life, one love, everybody listen up. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Da da da. To do what you do, what you do. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Da 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 da. To do what you do, what you do. Tune in, tune in to the music within. Tune out all the hate and the doubts. Tune in to where you're going, and don't forget about where you've been. It's the last lap and you win. Remember who you are and where you've been. Even if times are hard, you're losing. This rhyme can offer your mind amusement. Tune in to the music within. Listen to your heart, listen to your friends. Go out, enjoy life, you're living again. Might feel like giving in, that ain't right. Me, I pick up the mic, so take flights. Make the weight on my shoulder feel light. Like, whoa, there could be no other way to go. Behold, the scenery to the right. And to the left is a whole lot of love from family, friends, and God up above. When push comes to shove, life gets hard. Keep doing your thing regardless. Yeah, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Da da da. To do what you do, what you do. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Da 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 da. To do what you do, what you do. Tune in to the music within. Tune out all the hate and the doubts. Tune in to where you're going, and don't forget about where you've been. Yeah. Tune in to the music within. Tune out all the hate and the doubts. tune in to where you're going, and don't forget about where you've been, yeah. All right, just got two more songs to do today. The first one, this one coming up next, is called Lost. Heartbreaks, heartaches, sometimes God's way of getting an ex out the way and put you in a better place. Since that's the case, no need to stress today. Everything is control, his timing. When you're ready, your soul will be shining. Your past is bending back, full of regrets on the attack. But that is behind you. Had to be lost for God to find you. He made his mind up, paid the cost. So you shine, despite those lines you crossed. It's all designed, so don't look back or pause. For God to find you, you had to be lost. You were lost, he paid the cost. He had to find you when you crossed the line. Now you give it all, every time you fall. You shine through, cause you've been called. Faith increaser, he makes it double like climb out. The rebel obey the teacher. Don't need a feature on this track. God is the only one that's got my back. Yo, those are facts. To all the holes and cracks and frozen episodes, my soul's intact. Your past is bending back, full of regrets on the attack. Alas, the darkest fails were setting me up to pass. He made his mind up and paid the cost. So you shine, despite those lines you crossed. It's all designed, so don't look back or pause. For God to find you, you had to be lost. For God to find you, you had to be lost. This last song is called Beautiful. It's a title track off my album last year. And it's about my wife and her relationship with her late father, which was beautiful. You're so beautiful, and you don't even know, but the truth will show. Eventually they will see what I see. You were daddy's little girl since the day you were born. Had your own little world, so you were safe in a storm. Even when it rained and it poured, you would just play indoors. And when the sun came out to shine, you run outside with the boys. And without fail, about supper time, you sat in daddy's lap to cuddle, tell each other jokes and laugh. He told stories that took ya to another dimension, and you would pay attention intensely at everything he mentioned. Even though he made it up most of the time, you saved it up in the mind and the heart. And those were the times that you thought would last forever, and still you remember, but somehow feel like you never measure up. You're so beautiful, and you don't even know, but the truth will show. Eventually, they will see what I see. As you grew up, you got older and such, and the kids in school would scold you, which made you colder. With a boulder on your shoulder, you're holding a crutch. It's tough when you don't believe you're beautiful enough. The years passed, daddy passed, may he rest. Your heart sank and fell apart, and now all you got left is memories, and you'll never forget the way he made you feel deep inside of your chest when he said, "My youngin' is becoming a beautiful Wonder Woman. God's woman, beautiful Wonder Woman, my youngin'. You're so beautiful, and you don't even know, but the truth will show. Eventually they will see what I see. You're so beautiful, and you don't even know, but the truth will show. Eventually they will see what I see in you." Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Access Day is happening May 18th, and we are discussing how spaces can be more inclusive through accessibility related to performance. Along with these discussions, there will also be live performances from Vancouver's Adapted Music Society by Rachel Ransom, who is performing at 12 p.m. on May 18th, showcasing catchy melodic songs and thoughtful lyrics, along with another performance at 1 p.m. on May 18th by 77 Spokes, who is a spiritually driven, conscious hip-hop lyricist who has been writing songs and rapping for the last 20 years. Be sure to tune in on May 18th to CITR on CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca to catch these performances along with interviews.
Hi everyone, this is Deepi, and you're listening to the 9th Annual Access Day on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the special programming that you are listening to. So what is Access Day? Well, it started in 2015 by CITR's Accessibility Committee, who wanted to attract the disability community. So, thanks to good old Google.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the 9th Annual Access Day on CITR 101.9 FM. So, just before the break, we listened live performance by Greg Labine from VAMPS, Vancouver Adaptive Music Society. And now we're back chatting with him. So, hi Craig.
Hi.
It's been a while. I mean, this is not the first time you've been here at CITR.
Yeah.
It's really great to see you and awesome, awesome performance out there.
You too. Yeah, thanks, DP. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So we know that you're a songwriter and a performer,
mm-hmm.
but who else is Greg Labine?
I am first a father, a husband, yeah, a father to a 16-year-old baby boy.
Wow.
No, not 16. 16 months. 16 months.
Yeah. Yeah, not,
years wouldn't be a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's...
Always your baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. He's always our baby, I'm sure. But yeah, he's 16 months. And
wow.
Yeah, it's still brand new, but he's growing every day.
Yeah.
Getting bigger and bigger. He just got his first haircut the other day.
Oh, wow.
So that's made him look older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, and that's really a proud moment. And
yeah.
Enjoy every precious time you can.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to say about yourself?
Well, I was born with muscular dystrophy, so I use a wheelchair. And I also was diagnosed back in, I think, 2006, I believe, with bipolar.
Oh.
So, yeah, I have mental health issues and physical disability.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working. I'm able to work full time. I work for Van City. And, yeah, so lots of things going on.
Yeah. You're always busy. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I follow you on Instagram and you're always doing something.
Yeah.
But I know that you're a performer for VAMPS, but is there any other role that you do with the organization?
With Vancouver Adaptive Music Society, it's mostly performances.
Okay.
And I used to record in their studio, but it's been a few years since I've done that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were known as Greg 77 Spokes Levine.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about the story behind it and why you decided to go just with your original name?
Sure. So I had the name 77 Spokes. I've got it tattooed on my arm here. And that name actually came from... It's a biblical reference. Peter said to Jesus, "How many times should we forgive our brother? 7 times?" And Jesus said, "No, not 7 times, but 70 times 7." So it's just a reference to always forgive, you know. And it's really about forgiveness and just to remind myself that's so important, because if we don't even forgive other people, we're only hurting ourselves. And also, we have to forgive ourselves, too.
Right.
That's really important. So that's why I chose that name. And the word spokes, that was the 77, but the word spokes is just from high school. My friends called me Spokes when I started rapping in high school.
Okay.
I don't know why. Probably the spokes in my wheelchair.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay. How did your love for music come along?
Love for music was since young. I used to buy cassette tapes and CDs in the later years. And then, yeah, I just always wrote down the top 10 at 10, the top 8 at 8. I used to write it out with a pen on paper and listen to the radio station. And just, I wanted to be a DJ all my life when I was younger. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I've always been around music. Yeah.
You love to write songs with spiritual driven hip hop lyrics. Mm-hmm. How did you find a combination between spiritual and hip hop, or like your own, you know, experiences in life?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, it's just experiences that I've had, and I just think faith drives my music, my lyrics. I like faith, hope, and love are the things that inspire me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just natural for me to incorporate that spiritual side.
So growing up, which artist or artists or band were your biggest influences or influencer?
I liked Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
I just saw them live.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, with my wife. Yeah, we went. And it was really good. And yeah, I like a lot of music. I like all kinds, different genres. growing up, I even went through a phase where I loved Led Zeppelin and The Doors and all those classic rock. But as far as hip hop goes, I think it was mainly Outkast that influenced me through that time in the 90s and the late 90s when I was really feeling like getting into my own music more. So they influenced me. Yeah.
Very interesting. Now, you've been writing songs and performing for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. So in your own experience, how do you think most people view rappers and hip-hop artists when they find out that they have, like, you have a disability? What has it been like trying to get your work noticed in the music industry? So, the first thing is, like, in your own experience, what do you think has it been difficult to get your work out there, when especially as a rapper and a hip hop artist?
It has, yeah. It has been difficult, and I'm still trying to get my music more out there. I think when you have a disability, or in my case, use a wheelchair, and you're doing hip hop, people. One of the thoughts that come to mind for people, probably in like the cliche sense, is like, have you been shot? Are you in the gang? Were you in, like, is this like a hardcore thing where you had a real past experience that put you in a chair? But with me, I was born with muscular dystrophy. So I don't have, I mean, other than my own day-to-day hardships that I've experienced in life that are probably similar to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't think, I have that rough past. So, and again, it's more of a spiritual, lyrical content for me. So that also makes it a little bit not, I mean, some people don't listen to my songs. I don't know if it's, I wouldn't say less accessible, but it's just, I mean, not everybody is down with the spiritual side of things, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, and then also having a disability. So some of the content is around my disability too.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm one of those artists that probably wouldn't be mainstream at some point. I will, you know, it's never too late. You never know. But I would just say, yeah, I think it's, to have a lot of listeners is a little bit harder for me, but you never know. I have still people listening on my Spotify and YouTube. So there are people listening, and, you know, honestly, I do it for myself as well.
Yeah.
Like I make my music. I love to make music, and I listen to my songs too. And I really enjoy listening to the outcome and the whole process and the final outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it starts with you first and then everybody else, right?
Yeah.
If you love what you do, then everybody else will come along.
Yeah, that's so true.
So I know you've been with Vamps for a long time, but can you tell us how did you hear about Vamps, and how has the organization been supportive to you?
They have been really supportive just with live shows over the years. But when I first started with Vamps, it was when a friend of mine who was a community connector for Connectra.
Oh, right.
In the Disability Foundation, she said, "Greg, have you heard of Vamps?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, they have a studio at GF Strong." And she said, "You could record there and it would be free of charge. You just have to get involved and sign up and get involved with them and go out there and check it out." So I recorded there. I started recording there. That was back in 2013-ish around.
Yeah.
And then I've been doing live shows like Strong Sessions, where they've set me up to perform and record with Chin and Jetty. and Kyprios, and I performed with Prevail as well. So some big names, and those were, it was an honor, and they were all super nice. All of them were so friendly and lovely to work with. And it's just been shows like that over the years that I would have never been able to do those shows with those people if it weren't for VAMS.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I love stories like that.
Yeah.
I know that, I mean, we know that you write your own music, but how do you do it? If there are certain places that you go for ideas or special techniques that you follow to write your music, like what are your secrets?
I'm not telling. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh, come on.
I don't really have a place that I go, because it's just for me to have time right these days, just to have time to write.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of doing it off the cuff whenever I have a chance. I'll go on my phone in my notepad on my iPhone and just write out some lyrics and then get back to taking care of Gabriel and working and doing things, right? So it's a busy life, so I don't really have, like, I would love it if I could go out to a scenic place. I love scenery.
Yeah, I do too.
Whenever I have the chance. But other than that, I think the process is just listen to the beat and then get really inspired. Listen to it over and over a few times and just, what is it saying to me? What is the feeling?
Yeah.
And then what are the words coming to my mind? It's very much like a freestyle process. Like, I don't really tailor it unless there's certain scenarios where I'll have a topic in mind that I want to talk about.
Right.
But other than that, I just, it's more organic, like whatever the vibe is of the beat. And then I just flow whatever comes out.
That's a really cool technique. I love that. And when you were performing, I was watching that. Yes, you were singing, but you were really into the beat. So, yeah, that's really good. Well, I would like to get your thought on why do you think accessibility is oftentimes overlooked and not talked about enough?
It's probably a lack of awareness. Because I know people always say, like with friends that have disabilities and in the community, we say like, we need to be on the boards, the board of directors where the decisions are made, and they need our input at that level in order for the real change that's meaningful to happen. Otherwise they have no idea what's needed, like where certain things won't work or certain things will work. And, like I saw in a hotel in Parksville a few months back, there was a push button door.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was one on the floor, too. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's cool, because you can just go up with your chair and hit it with your bumper. And I'm like, oh, that's way easier than having to reach out. Some of us can't reach all the way to the button for whatever reason.
Right.
And so just bumping it with your tire or whatever.
Oh, that's cool.
It seemed like a good idea. And I was impressed by that. And then I posted it on Facebook. And then some of my friends commented and said that that's been popping up from time to time.
Oh.
So this is something. So it's just awareness, I think.
Yeah. How do you think we can bring more awareness, but not only talking, but do you have any solutions on that?
Maybe visibility. So, I mean, maybe if we were more in the limelight, like more at the forefront of things, like on TV and movies and or in music or... Like, I feel like we haven't really broken through yet. Like, there's very little examples of people with disabilities that have made it to the limelight. So they're not like, so our role models, it's like limited what we have, like in the way of role models. Although we do have a lot of role models. I shouldn't say that completely, but
It could get better, though.
It could get better, yeah.
Can you explain how challenging it is for you as a musician with a disability?
So what's challenging?
As a person with a physical disability. And then breaking into, as a musician, performing. Has there been any challenges at all?
Yeah, there have. There have been. Years ago, I used to perform in nightclubs.
Yeah.
When I was in a group back in college years.
Okay.
And we used to perform in Battle of the Bands and things like that. Mm-hmm. And when I did all those nightclubs, it was very rarely was there a washroom that I could use.
Mm.
And if there was a washroom in the bar or the club or wherever we were, it was the hallway was stacked up with boxes of bottles.
Oh, no.
And storage bottles, storage bins were all in the washroom. They use it for storage because there's not probably very many people in wheelchairs that use the washroom or with disabilities. So they don't feel the need to leave it open for us. And then I come along and no one's going to move all those boxes. So I have to go outside and figure out a way to go somewhere else or whatever. So it's the washroom in a lot of cases. That's not the only thing. There's also the stage.
Yeah.
The stage is often elevated.
Oh, I know what you mean. I mean, I was not a long ago, but the stage was so small for my wheelchair. And then you have other people coming on stage. There was not a lot of room.
Yeah.
No. And then not to mention to get on the stage,
yeah,
the ramp that they had was very steep as well.
Right. I can picture it already.
Yeah. So it was a little bit terrifying going down and up the ramp because it's steep.
Yeah.
But then you have the small stage as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can imagine. But, I mean, as a performer, you have to deal with it a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, you do. And then I had friends. Thankfully, I was in a group where my friends in the group, my co-colleagues, whatever you would call them, co-musicians, were able-bodied. So they would just lift me onto the stage and then grab my chair and throw it up there.
Oh.
And then put me in my chair. So, there's always a way if you have someone to help you close by. But we like to be independent. We don't want to have to ask for help everywhere we go.
Right.
Yeah.
So in your opinion, how can venues be more accessible? I mean, you just nailed right there that they can do better job with stages, I guess.
Yeah.
And washrooms.
And not only that, it's the entrances, because some of the entrances has a huge flight of stairs.
Yes.
Those are mostly nightclubs and bars and things, but that's what comes to mind that I experienced.
So, every artist has a favorite song they wrote. So my question is, what's your favorite song that you wrote and why?
I thought about this before. I think right now it's Lost, because it's actually got the most listens on my Spotify right now too, and the most listeners as well. And I think it connects. It's my wife's favorite song that of mine. That's just the lyrics came out of me at the last minute for my last album last year. I was done writing for the album, and then I decided to do one more song. And then it came out from there. And it ended up being one of the better songs on the album. So that song, Lost, that I just performed in my set, and also the song Beautiful, which is about my wife and her late father and their relationship, which was really special. So those are two songs that I really like.
Awesome. I love that.
Thanks.
So not a lot of people with disabilities have the confidence to showcase themselves. What do you think it is about those people with who shine so bright with their disabilities that give them the confidence? So, you know, like you're, for example, you, where do you get your confidence? And would you say that you were born this way?
I don't feel like I have that much confidence.
I mean, you've been doing it for 20 minutes, or 20 years. 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's with the music. It's more with day-to-day life. I feel like I don't have as much confidence. But when it comes to music, yes, I feel a certain confidence. And that's probably from the years and years of practice. Mm-hmm. And I think when I was younger, when I was like 15, 16, 17, and I was getting into it and freestyling with my friends and rapping, I heard a lot of feedback back then that I was one of the better ones out of the group. And they said, oh, you're so good. Oh, that was a great freestyle or whatever. I got a lot of positive feedback back then. And that kind of built a foundation and set up in my mind, like, I am good at this. Why don't I continue doing this? Yeah. And then it's just once you keep doing it year after year, you get better at a certain craft and you kind of get into your flow.
Yeah.
And you just, you perfect it. You know, I can't think of the word right now, but
it's passion. You have that passion.
It's a passion. Yeah, it's definitely a passion. Thank you. Yeah.
But you hone it.
Yeah, you hone your craft. You really do.
Amazing. Yeah, but do you think it's getting better in, like, being represented, disability representation is getting better in the music industry?
I think it is, yeah. I think all types of disabilities.
Especially when you first started 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think it's getting better? Like, I mean, obviously a lot of work still needs to be done, but do you think it's getting, like, there's getting recognition when it comes to disability representation?
You know, honestly, I don't want to be depressing, but I don't feel that we're near there yet.
No.
And I see it with mental health. Mm-hmm. I see some people that have bipolar, that have mental illness of different types that are coming to the limelight and people are relating to that music. And that's awesome. And I relate to that too. But as far as like disability in the physical realm, like with people use wheelchairs and things like that, like us, I don't see very many still.
Yeah. So, and that actually ties a good one, because those who may be listening but want to be a musician, but they're a bit hesitant, what advice would you give for those who are thinking or rising artists with a disability?
I think it would be to perfect your craft. So practice, practice, practice at what you do. Get good at it. And if you love it, great. Then keep working at it. And do something you love so that you'll want to keep working at it. And because, even though we may have a disability, and if someone's looking for an artist with a disability, we fit the bill, but you still have to have the talent. You have to work on your craft and become good at it. So definitely don't give up. Just keep trying and keep working at it, and it will improve. You can get better at it no matter what it is. Even if you think there's no way that you could ever get famous or you could ever make lots of money, you never know, because the time is coming when people with disabilities will be making it to the limelight just like anybody else. That time is coming. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
So we need to rise up and do it.
Well said. So is there anything that you're working on, you're currently working on, that our listeners should know about?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm working on songs, recording every few months I've been compiling a number of songs. So I've got probably close to 30 songs.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just piling them up, and I'm going to choose the best ones next year, probably put out an album.
And how many albums have you how many albums have you had over the years?
I've probably had about 6 or 7.
Okay.
But I've only got 4 up on my distribution, like on YouTube and Spotify and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So lastly, but not least, is there anything you would like to say to our listeners? I mean, it is Global Accessibility Awareness Day today. So happy GAD to you.
Yeah.
But what are your thoughts on this?
For global
accessibility. Just basically anything accessibility related or anything that you want to mention to our listeners, the mic is all yours.
Okay. Yeah, well, I thought of something. I was thinking about how my wife mentioned that because she knows me, because she's married to me and has known me over the years, she's changed her perspective. And she now sees ramps. She sees elevators. She sees where accessibility isn't and where it is, and good things and the bad things. But she never saw that before she knew me. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with my brother. He's said that to me before, like because of being my brother, he's aware of things. So I think we all need to start to have more awareness. And it's mostly with our friends and family. If you're a friend or family of someone with a disability, you probably are more aware than the general population. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of just spreading the word and getting the word out there for more awareness. And I just notice the awareness factor there.
And I guess I would say having an open mind for discussions and acceptance. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You got to be open-minded.
Yeah, so that's it for me and Craig. Thanks so much, Greg, for coming.
Thank you.
And there's going to be more CITR programming coming up next. So stay tuned for more on CITR 101.9 FM.